Look, man, I'm tired of this shit. This is the Match One Radios. This is Ski Mask. New season. You piece of shit.
New season. Season two.
It's time to get Swifty in here.
Yeah, that's gangster.
I know it is. What the fuck are you talking about?
Big Crit.
Yeah, and I'm Sarah.
Fee Mask, the Slut God.
That's what? Gangster.
That was so sick. PD Mills.
LB.
All right.
So, what's your name, James?
How is it, James?
Oh, you got us all on the boards. We're already going back in the room.
And
we got Smash Brothers.
Because everybody's stupid.
Disrespect people.
After this game, we will have three controllers, guys. Yes. The other controller's dying.
Where's the other one?
It's charging. So, you know, we got some important people in the building today. We got some people doing some pretty big things. Don't do that. Go ahead and tell us about the recent success you guys have found, you know, making hip hop and whatnot.
Whole time they're playing Smash Brothers.
Whole time.
By the way.
Whole time, I wonder who the fuck he's talking to.
I'm talking to you, nigga.
You didn't say that.
I said, talk about your recent success and all that shit.
He said the recent success,
y'all niggas.
French, and the French got bombed because they kept saying we instead of I.
Oh, all wow. Right, so, that's crazy.
You feel me? It's your boy, Feel Out of God. As far as our recent success, man, there we go.
Get him the fuck out of here.
My manager gonna let y'all know y'all gotta re-record this. Nah, but as far as the recent success, it has a lot to do with the people around us. Shout out to the whole squad, man. I'm not gonna name everybody because I'm gonna forget somebody. And just like DJ did the other day, somebody gonna be in my DM. But, nah, for real, like, it has a lot to do with people around us. Like, being successful, you gotta have people around you that don't mind playing that backup role or that secondary role or whatever the case it may be. So our team has a lot to do with us winning. Like, for real, for real.
And would you say you feel like this is a long time coming, or you just, like, more humble about the situation than anything?
I mean, I would never say it's, like, a long time coming because anything that's meant to happen is going to happen when it's meant to happen. So, you know, to say something is a long time coming is like saying, you know, God's plan isn't what it is. Like, I feel like in order for us to win, it just had to line up right. And at this particular moment, you know, for me and my guys to win, it's just what it's meant to be. You know, like, a lot of us have known each other for less than 9 months. So it's like for us to be winning, it's just what it's meant to be. Teams be together for fucking 10, 12, 13 years, and they don't have the chemistry we have. Like, we're just meant to win together. Absolutely.
Feel like boys.
That's crazy. And I heard you recently talking on your Instagram, like, you making moves here, you're trying to get there, Where can people expect to see you soon outside of your city?
I mean, people can expect to see Feel Out of God, you know, alone and on his Dolo tip.
What the fuck?
James over here debating on what school to shoot up.
His ass
people can expect to see Feel Out of God and Dub Life just in every city, like Charlotte, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, South Carolina. We got a meeting in New York next month with Def Jam. You can expect to see us in Miami. Niggas is not letting me get to what I gotta say. You can expect to see us in Austin, Texas, at South by Southwest. I actually did get invited on tour in China, and I did not go. But you can expect to see us overseas. I was in LA about 6 months ago. You can expect to see us everywhere. There's no place that we're accessible to that you won't see Dub Life. Like, you're gonna see us all across the fucking map, because for us, it's deeper than Richmond. It's deeper than Virginia. Like, we're trying to take over the fucking world on some pig in the brain shit. You feel me?
And talk about this tour in China. Like, what was up with that?
So, my man's Young Dragon. Shout out Young Dragon. Me and him got a song together called It's Up. He wanted me to come with him to Shanghai to go on tour. He's actually on tour in Shanghai right now, so shout out, bro. He wanted me to come with him on tour and shit. And, you know, for me, it just wasn't the right type of bread. You feel me?
Like,
I'm going to let these niggas get over what they got going on. Y'all okay?
Yes. So, fighting off his controller and shit.
That boy got his ass whooped.
So, for me...
Lost 8-0. How the fuck you get your ass...
Matter of fact, Scuddy, ask your question again.
I was saying, you were talking about not being able to go on tour in China. So, tell us more about that.
So like I said, man, for me and my man's Young Dragon got a song on, coming out called It's Up, produced by Beatrix from Canada. Shout out my man Lazada King. He got me that beat or whatever. He actually sacrificed one of his songs to give me that beat. But my man Young Dragon is a part of like the whole Pink Dolphin camp. Like his man's started Pink Dolphin and shit. And he wanted me to go with him on tour in China through like a whole Shanghai tour. But you know, the bread wasn't right to the point where like a nigga could give me, you know, enough money to go. And the setup itself wasn't right where we could be like, yo, all right, if you don't want to pay me that type of bread, I can bring my whole squad. You feel me? Because for me to, like, go overseas, like, I want to bring, you know, LV Bosch, Lazar. Well, I'm sorry, Lazar the King. I'm going to say my man's whole name. PD Mills, Ski Mask Scuddy, fucking, you know, Logo Schmidt, Namil. Like, Carson Key, I want to bring the whole squad. So, you feel me? Like, damn. James, of course, does the photography. DJ reserves the tables. No, I'm just playing. But, nah, for real, like, if you want me to go overseas, like, either the bag got to be right or my whole team got to be able to go. Shout out my man's Young Dragon. That just wasn't what it was meant to be at the time. That's all.
So, out of everybody in this room, who can beat your ass?
Out of everybody in this room, who could beat my ass? Well, James shoots schools up. So, first off, your co-host, my man Ski Mask Scuddy, your co-host is really asking some inappropriate questions, but it's okay. I didn't face this type of shit on DJ Small Eyes.
I mean, they but that's all okay. Here.
That's true.
That's okay. As far as people who can actually beat my ass, James shoot niggas, so I could probably take him 1-on-1.
Did you just follow me?
Lazar got hands, but he got PTSD, so I'll make gun sounds. And he gonna be that nigga gonna be distracted and shit. I'm gonna beat him up. LV, he lost his hair, so he lost his power. Ski Mask Scuddy, as long as I like bend my hand so it looks like a vagina, and I throw it in the corner, he's like, "Where the fuck did it go?" And he gonna run in the corner, and I punch him back in the head. PD Mills is the only one I really got a slight worry about, and it's not really a worry because we'd have fought before. So I feel like I feel like none of my niggas can really like beat me up. You feel me? Mm. Like if anything, I can run my one with anybody in this room.
That's crazy, because when we get off of this, that's what's up.
When you get on social media with a black eye.
Like, yeah, so I was at this interview.
See, the joke's on these niggas, because the next interview, I'm going to be alone, and I'm going to say I'm not going to get on it until my eye clear up. But I feel like any other man in this world feels like nobody can take him on.
Unless OJ come out of nowhere with his gloves.
Oh, man. Yeah. If OJ come out with the glove, yeah, he
or
got
Mike
it.
Tyson. If Mike Tyson come out of nowhere, like, yo,
Mike
no
Tyson
hands.
Ain't got shit because I'm going to shoot that nigga. He got me fucked up. There's only one man. Yo, nah, hold on. The craziest shit in the world is that Robin Givens used to get her ass beat by that nigga. So you let a nigga that be duffing niggas.
Man.
Like, that nigga duff niggas and you walk around like everything cool. Nah, I got nothing but respect for Robin Givens on some G shit.
I got respect for her chin.
That's yeah,
I feel like respect. He was giving her all body shots.
Hell, there's no bro. Her dude, ribs would have been broken, bro. Her ribs would have been broken, dog. Facts, like on some real shit. Her
I
ribs,
never, well, her ribs I need to see a picture.
Nigga, her whole ribs would have been pixie dust. Like you know, you take that little stick when you was a kid, yes. And you lick it, you put it in the little. Nah, her ribs would have been the dust. Like it would have been over. There's nothing.
Bro, I'm trying to get this nigga
to
shout out to Detroit.
He said it took an interesting turn.
Yeah.
Shout out Arcani for being on the live. Shout out Rel. Shout out. I'm shouting out everybody who was commenting. Shout out.
Oh, shit, it's Dr. Eggman.
All right, what's the next question?
What's the next question?
Give me something interesting.
Give you something interesting?
All of them are interesting so
what's
far.
What's your favorite category?
Facts. I got respect for her chin. Facts.
Whose chin? Robin Givens?
Yeah.
Yo, who we're still stuck on that?
Ask me some, nah, hey, matter of fact, ask me some controversial shit about, like, Richmond creators or whatever. Like ask me some controversial shit.
So who you feeling in Richmond? Who you feeling? Who you personally?
Artist wise, creator wise, or all of it?
All of it.
Artist wise, I think the hottest niggas in Richmond, Dub Life, obviously not just because that's my team.
Like who is in Dub Life for sure? Because you keep saying Dub Life and I haven't heard.
All right, so according to Ski Mask Scuddy, there's certain people in Dub Life that aren't. So there are no. Casper's in Dub Life, if you catch my drift.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's crazy, because he is. That man is signed, okay. Bro.
He signed the Ski Mask Scuddy records. But nah, in Dub Life right now, you got Fela Da God, Petey Mills, LB Bosch, Carson Key, SODMG, Lazarus the King, Ski Mask Scuddy,
fuck, this nigga is fucking
Logo Schmidt, fucking and Not Man. That's who in Dub Life right now. As far as my favorite artists in the city, I gotta give it to LV Bosch and Ski Mask Scuddy and Laza. Them niggas make shit that, like, not just because they're on my team, like, they really make music that, like, you just, it's just different. It's dope.
I got to wait.
Fucking, my nigga FNF Chop got some hard shit. Me and him got some shit on the way.
That's crazy.
My nigga John Doe, he got some hard shit. He just got out. Free my mans. Well, he out, but I'm saying. Wow. He has some hard shit with me and in general. My nigga Sambo, shout out my dog Sambo, Moochie.
We saw a
fucking
earlier. That shit was crazy.
LNF Tone, Kari Low, fucking Skip Fury, yeah, Deuces Wild. Like, I have a lot of people I fuck with, so shout out everybody. As far as the creator side, I fuck with Absolute, my man Pete Max Productions, hardest nigga out.
I got my ass whooped. Anybody next?
Arcani, hard as a bitch.
Nah, I fuck with Arcani. I've been following Arcani for a good little minute.
That nigga got a crazy setup on his head.
I mean, that nigga braids crazier than his videos, but his video is crazy.
Anybody want that?
That nigga was making effects. This nigga was like, yo, I'm good with effects. Can you affect my hair? No, I'm just playing.
Who said that?
I said that.
Controversial. Let's talk about that.
I fuck with Arcani.
Let's talk about low cut.
Where did he get them braids, bro?
This nigga just said it. Where do you get them braids? So my mans was in his crib, and he was like, I live in the nice side of town. I could probably take these joints off my window. And he took them motherfucking blinds off his window and put them in his head.
Oh.
Wait, wow. What?
My man shot a video for Fetty Wap, and Fetty was like, yeah, you can do the same thing.
Oh,
so and he put them in his head, you feel me?
I believe that. That truly happened. That truly happened.
Arcani's on the live right now. Like, he knows I'm talking shit. Can you hop on a verse with me? Yes, sir.
No, sir.
DM me your budget. But yeah, man.
$350.
You gotta pay me just to hear it. I'm fucking with you. I ain't important. I'm a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Whoa. Yeah. I told you she been out of pocket. I told you.
That's crazy.
$350.
She was the first one to get tacos and everybody else had none. I told you. She been out of pocket. She dumped in the trash.
I was always getting my tacos first. It's how many of y'all niggas in here?
No.
I'm Asian, so.
And I'm Arabian, so.
You are clearly a nigga.
I am.
He's Arabian, as in he's a raisin.
It's mad niggas here. And y'all all
that's crazy.
Well, I'm going to
take
maybe
that Minute Maid text back.
Y'all all wanted tacos.
You can't take a text back, Arcani. You already texted me. Can't take it back, Rick.
That's crazy.
If you take that text back, I'm going to take them braids back.
And sell them hoes online.
Y'all niggas want some Minute Maid braids?
Stupid ass.
Because they ain't take that goddamn long. Nah, stupid. Let me stop playing. Arcani, my man, though. Real shit. I fucks with Arcani. Even though, hold on. We was in the dollar store. I didn't say this on the fucking aesthetics interview. I gave another joint as my craziest rap story. On a real rap story, we was in the dollar store, right? Me and Mills and somebody who died in a car accident with Shy. We was in the dollar store.
R.I.P. that nigga.
Yeah.
He said yeah. Nah.
We was in the dollar store, right? And I'm walking through the fucking aisle, you feel me? Walking and shit, you feel me? You think my barber photo... Right, let me show you this nigga. But I'm walking and shit. And I didn't say nobody's name. I'm walking and shit.
Face lit up.
Like, hold on. I'm walking through the arts and crafts store. Making some arts and goddamn crafts. And this nigga Arcani go walk up like, what's up, Petey? And I'm like, yeah. And this nigga be like, and walk away from me. I'm like,
yeah, okay. No, you have the time.
Okay, all right, bet. I thought it was feeding pimps, but it's cool.
It ain't never been that.
I'm a pimp.
No one ever said that.
That's crazy. It's Petey and the pips. I like that. I like that idea. Petey and the pips.
Everybody likes that.
Yeah. What I'm saying is Arcani was faking long before the braids. That's what I'm saying.
He just didn't know who he was.
That's crazy.
Arcani knows.
When I seen them braids, I was like, yo, who is this nigga? And it was Arcani for real.
This was our Shani.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, baby.
How many times do you think he hit the Pusha T?
This, This is nigga with the crib like, it's murder. Yeah. Ah ha
ha. Ah ha ha. Arts and crafts store, yes, bro. That
this nigga Arcani, you got them braids and became the leader of like music. The arts and crafts special. This nigga, this nigga got braids and dropped the story of Adidon.
My nigga went to the barber, was like, let me get that Fetty Wap.
Bob
was like, I got you.
Hey, this nigga walked in and said, what you want?
Leave all barbershop jokes alone.
This nigga walked in and said, what you want to say?
He
dropped that look.
He said, all right, and give me this. He said at the barbershop, he's like, yo, he was like, say less.
This nigga walked in, he was like, what you want? This is that fake niggas, y'all niggas. That's that shit I don't like. Say less. Tell Scuddy I need a radio time to diss you. Nah, Arcani, never.
Nah, cuz.
You can't diss me until you got real ends. Nah, yo, I'm gonna let y'all know a secret. Like, Arcani is actually, I fuck with Arcani, like, real shit. Cuz if I know Sway gonna put a fucking hex on
what
me.
What is happening right now?
Through Malcolm X and MLK and dead bodies. That's gonna be crazy freestyle about fee. That shit gonna be shit. Alright, any more questions? Or?
Yeah, actually, just recently at this Silk Road show that we went to, you got on stage and did some whole controversial shit.
What I do?
Are you guys planning some weird ass comeback? You guys went on stage and took K-1 and Cadillac Cat's tag team matches from one person, and
wait, hold on. Can you reiterate that? Because how do we take K-1 and Cadillac Cat's titles from one person?
Because only one person was wearing them.
Who do we take them from?
The pair, the duo.
I thought you said one person was wearing.
Yeah, only one person was wearing them.
So who do we take them from?
You took them from one person, but they belong to two people.
I'm just getting clarity.
Does anybody know the situation with that?
I do.
Yo, where's that?
Oh, bell? Turn that bitch. Hold on.
Do you really know? Because I just want to know. All
right.
You nosy bitch.
Bitch, you sitting right down here. But
you didn't leave the his mouth than me.
Tell nigga see your nosy bitch.
You right. Using Meta Knight, cuz?
Hey, this what had happened, right?
Right. I swear to God.
Nah, this
hey, pull that other controller off his eye if you want to play.
This what had happened.
Uh-huh.
My boy Cat came to the crib. Right?
He's lying.
He didn't? He didn't? He came over with Chulo. Shout out to Chulo. He dusty. He came over to the crib.
Yeah,
and then he was like, the nigga had fell out over some nigga can't control his drugs type shit.
Yes, like.
Come on, bro. I'm with the camera.
What happened?
I heard the discussion, right? It's talking about niggas can't handle their drugs. I'm apparently like, I don't know. Cause it's not weed.
Oh! Niggas smoking crack.
Oh! It's not weed, it's crack.
Yes, bro.
Hold on. First of all, it ain't gotta be crack.
It's crack.
It could be cocaine.
Hold on. I'm gonna drop a disclaimer real quick. I fucks with cocaine, so I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. I hit that.
You can clear it.
But if a nigga can't handle it, he can't handle it.
Nah, yeah,
he said he can see it on your face.
So who can handle it? Who can handle it?
Yo! We'll be back next goddamn week.
He cut the clippers on and was just moving around your head. You thought he was giving you an answer. Sweat joggers.
Sweat joggers.
Why are you not wearing them sweatpants when they got Then I tell you your wife ripped the whole pants. The whole pants.
LB, leave it. LB.
No.
No. LB, leave his goddamn wife out of this shit.
No, I talk shit. You hear like somebody paintbrush and shit.
LB, get him. Get him, LB.
He's not going to get him.
Oh, he just woke up like, I'm going to dye my pants. Like, I'm going to dye my hair like feet pants because I'm stupid. Stupid.
Oh, get him. Been labor for 3 days. And I'm with a big ass block ass head.
Stuck. Damn.
First off, let's get a good zoom on these fucking hair matches. You're not gonna get nowhere with these big ass shoes. Okay, you got, hell no, like you get on two feather blocks. You stupid hell. Just fat as a bitch.
How long you had them goddamn elbows?
First off, you're not telling me to go kill the cashier.
You had those. You had those to the 11th grade. And you're 22 this time.
First off,
bitch.
First off, no, we're not
going to
do this
because
you got
a
two flight jacket. Stupid ass,
bro.
With a fucking
NBA. I don't
like
when niggas rap.
I don't like when niggas rap.
Oh, my God.
Tell them why, bro.
Like, I don't like when niggas, like, rap real fast. On
Tell them why, bro. Elaborate.
See, like, let me elaborate. Like, it's certain things I don't understand, like, artists do. Mm-hmm. When they use, like, boom bap beats. And they use just, like, big words. So they think it makes the song more meaningful. Or when they're rapping.
This is the first time I agree with this nigga.
Or when they're rapping really fast on the beat and you don't know what they're talking about.
Like Eminem.
But, yes, but you
hold
no.
on, hold on, name some examples.
Like some people in the city, like Achoo.
Achoo. Oh, that nigga Achoo. Hey, oh my God.
R. Connie, I know you felt that shit.
Was that a sneeze? Oh, shit.
You can see him on Stuart Little or whatever. I don't know.
Yo, you're wildin'. You're wildin'.
Don't say stick.
But I can just say what I want.
Who else, bro?
You know, and then, like, I hate when artists take things. Like, if you feel a certain way about your music, maybe you shouldn't make music if you feel when people make posts that they're about you.
Who felt that way,
like,
bro?
if you think you're rapping fast on a beat and you're not saying nothing, and you take offense to it, then obviously you're not saying
who
nothing.
Took offense,
bro? It's this guy.
Who stole offense?
It's this guy.
It rhymes with grenade.
Who stole the fence?
I mean, it's a guy named...
Who stole the fence?
Who stole the fence? I hate that nigga.
Yo, is that guy that didn't let him in his group?
Yes! He was begging too.
He said that shit. Yo!
Who said I was begging? No, I never asked to be.
I heard you was begging to be in PGP.
Oh, who told you that? Okay, we're gonna go ahead and end this episode of the Feline.
You wanted him to fuck you.
You egged that nigga.
But now I'm in your group.
Nah, we too.
I engineer your music.
I asked this nigga to record. He never records a thing I say. I want to be asked some questions. I like questions.
Mind you, this all started over, like, you know, I mean.
He's breaking your microphone. First off, bitch, this is fuck you. I can do what I want.
That's crazy.
I'm not these pussy ass niggas. I'll stab you. Fuck what you talking about?
You gonna why be a nappy?
Huh? Match One does not condone violence.
Exactly. We don't.
Thank you.
I don't condone anything.
I don't give a fuck what you condone. Apparently, you don't comb either. That thick ass.
I know you're not fucking talking.
No.
He got Hiroshima on the back of his neck. He's talking about you don't condone.
Exactly. At least it'll be combed, nigga.
I brush my head. What do you do? I lay in the bed with you. And it's hard in the middle, like the shit I give your girl.
Hey, this nigga was born. They was like, what's his hair type? Them niggas said pop gun.
That's crazy.
This nigga love pop gun because his neck got pops on him.
Can you hand me that margarita? The glass on the table?
I gotta keep checking.
This nigga Lazabi welcoming people to the party his whole life.
Like, steal my car. I fucking hate you. I don't look like Pop Smoke.
Nigga, you look like Pop Inhale.
Welcome to the party.
What? You just welcome niggas to the door.
What else you got, Scotty?
You got any questions, Scotty?
Oh, nah, y'all niggas wild. I'm just letting y'all do what y'all do.
Who don't
y'all
fuck
with?
Yo,
hey, it's these niggas quote
running. Who don't fuck with?
His name is LV fucking Bosch, and he built like a fucking Michelin man. His body got 3 pounds in it. Shut up.
You mad close to the mic.
Yeah, I'm mad close to the mic.
though.
I don't care.
You don't have to exactly. Do that close.
Melting the fucking mic.
Your voice already loud.
I do not. Need I don't. We told you.
I'm saying your voice.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Your voice is already loud. Don't do that to me.
Pick up the controller, nigga.
Don't talk to me like that.
I don't have
any. All right.
Everybody upstairs can hear you. Like, we can all hear you without you yelling.
Who we don't fuck with in the city.
Who we don't fuck with in the city is. Oh, no. Who don't I fuck with?
I honestly like Chulo.
I fuck with Chulo.
Chulo's cool. He just
no, it's music.
His music sucks.
I said music as a person.
Oh, who do we fuck with? Who don't you fuck with?
You.
I'll go ahead and start this shit.
You feel me? they may or may not be in the city, but it's some niggas named Old Wild and Retarded.
What?
I don't fuck with them hoe ass niggas. Who else don't I fuck with? I don't really fuck with Sneeze on that type of level. You feel me? Cool, depending on the situation.
Sneeze?
That's yeah.
A little white kid.
I chew, as in I bitch. I also don't fuck with,
LB, what are you doing?
That's kind of about it. Oh, I don't fuck with Justin Trent, the producer from
Grayscale. Grayscale, yeah, I don't fuck with him. He a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, that nigga's a hoe ass nigga. And if
his name is Justin Trent. He's a bitch ass nigga.
Fuck that bitch ass nigga. I don't fuck with that.
The nigga that y'all beat up at the show?
Yeah, we beat him up.
Who he say we didn't beat up? But he got beat the fuck up.
Nigga one on one, he can have a one, nigga.
I almost killed that nigga one.
I fuck with Grayscale, but I don't fuck with that nigga. I don't fuck with fucking Doe at least once a week.
Fucking Doe just chubby, but I fuck with him.
Tell Doe to unbutton that top button on his collar before he fucking die. That's what he needs to do.
Hey, I fucks with Jabs and JP. I just don't fuck with the way JP dressed because he can't fit in the goddamn shirts.
That's crazy.
I don't really fuck with Cashflow. Or whatever. What's his name?
Cashflow?
Yes.
Is that because his shorty said he could W?
Yes, bro. He's just like...
His girl bad.
Y'all kinda look
his girl.
I have no part in this. I promise you on my dead grandmother, he can't beat me. What did you say? I will fuck your bitch. Cash flow, nigga. I hope you leave. Yo. Your bitch bad as hell. Take that as a compliment.
I don't want anything.
Take that as a compliment.
I don't want it. You doing great. I don't want anything to do with your girl, but like you as a. As
that
a,
bitch is crazy. Bad.
And if he get
she's
it,
she's like this tall.
That nigga Nas said, "Oh, niggas wild."
She's this tall. Her ass is round, nigga. And that
if,
shit is.
And
round.
If he get it, the only way he can, like, you know, what I'm saying, if Desire get your bitch,
if
he get your bitch,
if
hit him with your car. That's the only way. Stop
him. Talk about if Lazar gets your bitch, that means that your lineup was not as crispy. You ain't got that much shit to compare to.
You're supposed to be on my team here. I'm on your team. I had your back.
Nigga, we started your goddamn team.
You should have told your barber to get his chin now.
Nigga, your barber's a op. You should beef with that nigga.
That's crazy.
You beefing with me? I ain't cut your shit.
That's crazy. I think he did a great job.
This nigga told you like a temptation we got in the car. That nigga did not fuck with you.
But to answer your question,
honestly, it's something wrong with my life.
No, it's
not Chris.
It's just old school. All right, to answer your question,
they gave you the throwback.
Old school line.
This nigga hit you with a something.
Bro, you got a vintage cut. I like it.
I literally just got a fro. Hold
on, this nigga gave you.
I just didn't get a tape on it because I couldn't afford it because I'm poor.
Hold on, this nigga gave you enough for Andrew to shut the fuck up. This nigga said, I mean, it's cool if it was like 97, but anyway, nigga, it's 2000, it's almost 20.
But I didn't. I don't want the thot cut. All you fucking poke ass niggas got thot cuts.
That nigga gave you the JJ Evans.
You get your shit braided like a hoe. I ain't never seen you.
Nigga, it's way too late to get a faithful nigga cut, nigga. Fuck out of here. Bro, you already got run over by the car, nigga.
But it's too late. Thursday, holler at me because I get paid, nigga. All
right. Look, to answer our question, that's what we don't fuck with.
That boy got stretch pants. That boy got your roll bounce haircut having ass.
Oh, Jake.
Yo, sweetness, haircut having ass. No. That boy sat in the chair and got up quick.
That boy got a JJ Evans haircut and Dynamite.
Yo, oh my god, you
look
like JJ from Good
Times. Hey, hit it one time.
Yo, Jimmy.
Barber threw his clippers at you.
When they get up from the couch, your couch gonna fall.
Yo. When the have been when we sat on the couch and would have done that.
Inside of your couch, it's gonna get up and it's gonna be like, pow!
Hey, bro, why the fuck is like the
Wu-Tang shirt? We're supposed to be on the same team.
Like, this is a perfect example of what we do every fucking day. Right. So like, for them to hear this is gonna be iconic because it's like we literally sit around and do this shit.
His hairline look like Anthony Hamilton beard. Charlie.
Oh my god. Yeah. This nigga got a New York nigga cut and he never been outside of.
Hey, he sat in the bar.
I'm a bitch. I used to live in New York. Eat a dick.
He sat in the chair. He said, how can I help you? Come on home to me.
Hey, this nigga got the same head shape as a toilet brush. That's crazy. This nigga hairline saying 369.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What else you got for us, Scotty?
He said 369. His haircut was 369.
This nigga barber walked up like, I don't even know if I can. This nigga barber came in the room. He was like, "Yo, it's
that's
my
crazy."
Hey,
wait till I relax this motherfucker.
Hey, he was
relaxing, nigga, with what?
He was David the Ruffin. Only nigga
you
available.
You should have been relaxed.
You look old now, David Ruffin.
Crazy. He did get a box texture.
Trying to take your head to
this
the spot.
This nigga barber said, "Who next?" Was our hairline was like, "All right, I'm gonna fuck with you."
My shit gonna look like prime time. What?
Nigga, you
shit
finna look
like crazy journey.
You finna look like downtown, nigga. The fuck is you?
That's crazy. I ain't do nothing to you,
bro. This nigga put a relaxer in this.
He went to LB shop. It's like place for pants.
Yeah,
you gonna have to join Dead Company soon.
What?
Oh shit!
Cause this nigga hair gonna look like Cliff Teeth. They're gonna be greasy and leaking.
That's wild.
James told me
Cliff ain't brush his teeth. He right there.
I just want everybody to know in his podcast and on his live that I'm the hardest engineer in the city, and that's Cat.
I heard Cat.
Why are we talking about your penis?
Hey, you also got the hardest neck.
Y'all already picked him. You did. Neither one of you niggas picked people.
Yeah, we did.
No, James did.
He also got the
we have a show on the 24th. We had to take a small break because the way some of the shows were being ran.
I agree.
It was very crazy. Is that Timmy Turner?
No, that's not Timmy Turner.
Hey, do you have more questions for
me? On Smash Brothers?
I feel like we got like two questions.
Well, y'all niggas started going crazy and
that's
shit.
That's true. You stopped making fun of us.
Exactly.
This nigga nonsense. Y'all niggas wilding.
I'm not even wilding.
Y'all got like four
he's talking about raping people.
It was about four questions that y'all answered.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers is outrageous. Well, that nigga hit you with that. Y'all
right. Question. Anybody in my live got questions?
Or yeah, nah.
You gonna ask the people that's here?
I said it. You have more questions?
I got questions for you. You got some, Sarah? You got questions?
You got questions? Ask your questions.
Hey, yeah, I got some controversial questions. So the other day, Fee made some outrageous ass comments.
Hold on, let me see if I'm in this live.
We were talking about Lil Vicky and Bad Baby fighting. And
Lil Vicky is bad.
Whoa.
Wow.
Is what?
Bad. That small child is bad.
Lil Vicky is 18.
You are a rapist.
Lil Vicky is 18. Suck my dick.
No, Lil Vicky is a bitch.
Yes, we've had conversations via DM. I got a blue check. Y'all niggas forget that shit. We've had conversations via DM. Cares. All right, you ain't got to care, bitch. And Lil Vicky is... That's bae. Shout out Lil Vicky.
So we hit her up 4 years ago.
That's like the worst kind. That's like the worst kind of white girl.
You said that's the what?
That's like the worst kind of white girl.
You know, she's ratchet and weird.
You're not even white, my nigga. Like, what do you mean?
I know I'm not white. I'm saying that that is the worst kind of white
girl. Fucking pull!
Nah, where you at?
Why is it two of these?
Nah, pull up, bitch.
What's that? Can you hear my phone?
You inviting people to somebody else's house.
What's that?
We're not home.
What's that? What's that? Can you hear my phone? Stop fucking yelling at me
before
I smack the shit out you.
Are you on? Are you on? Oh, you
talking to somebody?
So recently, somebody in Dub Life has had a recent run-in with somebody famous. You want to talk about that, or is that going to be off the books?
Oh, we doing this? All right.
I mean, you don't have to go into...
Who are you talking about?
You don't have to go into extreme detail, but...
No, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it all the way. Who are you talking about?
So recently, your artist Carson Key, S-O-D-N-G, called out Trippy Red about a possible business opportunity he felt wasn't substantial enough, and he kind of escalated it in a way that deemed...
negative?
Not all necessarily negative, but words. Unprofessional in a sense. What is your take on that?
My take on that is that me and Carson had a conversation, and whatever needs to happen is going to happen. Right. You know, it's a lot of people around this area who know Trippie Redd. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Fly Diz. Shout out fucking Big Smoke. Like, shout out everybody. Y'all fucks with 5'9". Y'all fuck with a lot of people. You feel me? I'm tapped in with a lot of people. Carson handled that shit the wrong way. I love that nigga to death. You know, I will never discount my brother. We had a long conversation about the situation. But I also understand where he was coming from. Like, I had a conversation with NLE Chopper, like, a month ago, maybe. I have the screenshot, and I never posted it because I don't believe in clout chasing. Like, that's just not my style. And I started to post it after Trippie Redd shit, but then the Bad Baby shit came out. But you feel me? Like, I just feel like it was just the wrong way to handle it. That's just my opinion. And I told him the same thing. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, it shouldn't be no type of extracurricular activities. We've talked with people in Trippie's camp, you know, Trippie's camp has talked with Carson's camp, you feel me, and Carson, so it is what it is. That's just really all there is to it.
Gross.
And has there been any negative connotations from that incident, or you think it's a dead deal?
I mean, there was definitely negative connotations in the beginning, but, you know, it was just what it was. I mean... You know, I'm.
That dog ain't do shit to you, but love you.
In the beginning, it was definitely some negative shit, but you know, I mean, there's no such thing as negative publicity, so you know.
Oh, are you a fucking crackhead, you fucking stupid bitch?
He walked in with a can of cheese.
Are you homeless?
A can of spray cheese sat down on the floor.
That shit expired.
You sprayed his cheese.
That shit came out, like, hard.
Do better.
And he thinks the dog wants it. The dog is scared of the noise. Look at it hiding under. Look at it hiding under the table.
I'm about to show y'all little ugly ass fucking leave me the fuck alone.
Go to room, Isha Cracker.
Don't tell me what to do. I'll live here. I can sit in the motherfucking front of the door if I want to. Bitch.
Cheesy ass crackers.
You're supposed to be my friend. After this, I ain't talking to you no more. I'm gonna ask you, are you okay? I was gonna give you $5. Nah, I give you shit.
You weren't gonna give me, you said you weren't gonna give me $5.
I said don't hold me to it. But that don't mean I won't do it. But
what do you mean don't hold you to it, nigga? That means you're not gonna give it. That's nah, I want some real shit. Like, it is what it is with Carson. I got number love for bro, but I also fuck with Trippie Camp. Shout out 1400, shout out Chris King, Buddha Bands, yeah. Fly Diz, everybody else.
Yeah.
Southside Smoke, the whole, you know,
Smoke.
The whole 5-9. I fuck with them niggas. And shout out my nigga Sal York. Yo, that's the big homie. You feel me? I fucks with bro. Whatever it was, it had to be what it had to be. God damn it.
God damn it.
This nigga want to be the goddamn center of attention no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
You got like, cheese all over his shirt like a fucking slob. Uh-oh.
If pussy calling, he already hit.
In trouble.
He about to go change his whole outfit.
Next thing you know, the car just ripped. Oh.
Yeah, I'm about to back goddamn door.
If she got a location just to
I found your bitch ass, Larry.
Dog in the seat like,
I see your goddamn hairline, Larry.
Larry.
Yo. I'm still mad when this nigga, P.D. Mills was like, this nigga was, I was goddamn mad because we couldn't hear him over his goddamn fucking, his washer. This nigga was like, this nigga watched one goddamn jacket.
That shit was loud.
This nigga said, bro, I'm not playing. He opened his goddamn washer and he pulled out clothes and I'm like, where the fuck is the rest? Nigga said, it was one fucking sweatshirt. He deserved to get hit by the goddamn
yeah. I never said that, bro. You know, I love you, bro.
He laughed because he thought it. Anyway, on some real shit, though. Carson's situation is what it is. I love Carson to death. Me and PB Mills, cut that goddamn
it's
air
like
cheese
every time
off,
he
bro.
Talk and get serious.
I swear to God, my nigga.
He sprayed that cheese.
All right, I'm going to stop.
Because when the Crips come rape you, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
When the boy come rape me,
The Crips and the rape, nigga.
Why is that too?
Scotty not the only Crip I know, nigga. When you get raped by the Crips, ain't got nothing to do with this shit.
Right, I'm not even involved with the rapey Crips. Just the regular Crips.
This nigga upset he didn't know that was a set. But nah, I'm like, on some real shit, bro. Like, Carson, my nigga, like, nigga to death. Me and Petey know a nigga since he was, what, like 14? Like, that's literally little bro. We was in fucking detention in school together. Cause I was so goddamn ugly. I swear to God.
Man. He's the ugliest nigga
I know. I swear to God. He that nigga on Chulo's set
right
is. Especially
mouth.
With that haircut. He. That nigga was truly yo before that goddamn haircut. Not Chulo.
Oh, chill out.
That nigga just dropped a song with Stefan Lazade. But nah, on some real shit, like, it is what it is, you feel me? I ain't tripping on nobody. But if shit don't, you know, go how I feel like I need to go, then I'm gonna make whatever changes I gotta make. Cause at the end of the day, I gotta protect my niggas. Like, all of my niggas, yo, cut that goddamn spray cheese off, bro. I swear to God, it'll be killing.
You fucking bitch, nigga.
LV wanted to kill you since day one. Kill him right now. But nah, on some real shit, like.
I'm sorry, I'm done with the cheese, don't feel.
But you still talking.
Stupid idiot.
Stupid ass. Nah, but like, yeah.
I go to your room.
Nah, but like, if it's gotta be what it's gotta be, it's gotta be what it's gotta be. But you feel me? Like, shout out to Atlanta niggas. Shout out fucking all them niggas. Like, I ain't got no but love for everybody. So, you feel me? Like, I corrected my niggas, so it is what it is. And I also fuck with Tripping and I fuck with Bad Baby. You feel me? Bad Baby, when you and Wolf Vicky turn 18, bang my line.
Oh my
this
God.
Nigga LV on some other. I said, when? Gross. Hold on, cut
but
that.
But Lil Wayne cut. Said, in about 3 years, holla at me, Miley
that
Cyrus.
That shit was gross, facts. Too.
It was Lil Wayne.
That was not Lil Wayne.
That was Lil Wayne.
He's not Lil Wayne.
Well, it was on.
Nah, it was
Lil Wayne might have wrote it. Yeah. Like Wayne might have wrote it. But also, I said, holla at me, you 18. I said, holla at me now. And Bad Baby is emancipated. So if she wanted to holler at me now, she could, but that's not my type of time. You feel me? Don't edit this to make me sound weird.
Gross.
Just,
all
I'm
going to say, Bad Baby, hit me up.
I'm not even saying gross because of their age. It's gross because of their personality.
She don't want my cheese, but she over here eating this motherfucker on the floor.
You're fucking
why
a dog.
Why are you letting the dog eat the
I
cheese?
I told you to fuck her on, she don't listen.
So I'm gross for telling Bad Baby holler me in 3 years, but he's okay for fucking a dog.
I've never fucked a dog in my life.
That's crazy.
Isn't that why your girl took the dog with her?
Yo! Oh, nah. Oh, nah. I joked about they dead. His dead parent is his mom dead leg, but like...
That's crazy.
That nigga
was yelling out shit for no reason. That's crazy.
They got quiet. That nigga LB got herpes.
Scuddy.
I had to...
Scuddy, on some real shit, I have a serious question.
I had to take a sip because...
It's not serious.
Do you avoid IHOP?
That's crazy.
Bro, look, I love you. I'm just asking you a question.
But I've got some crazy ass chicken and waffles.
Here we go, look fat ass.
That should be busting the Belgian waffles.
Do you avoid absent mothers?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
What do you guys say, LV?
LV, are you dropping any new music soon? Yeah. Everybody in this room has recently dropped music. So what's next from you guys? What do y'all got going on? Well, y'all didn't recently drop. Y'all just put Oh
we
My
just
God.
Redrop
Oh My God.
I have a song called December coming out December 6th with 30 Flop.
Focus on the song that's got a good feature.
That's wild.
That is a good feature.
I'm talking about Jansport.
Oh yeah, I got Jansport. Jansport's out right now. It's streaming pretty good. You know what I mean? It's streaming pretty good. 30 Flop. I fuck with 30 Flop.
Yeah.
30 Flop.
Do you fuck with that whole camp or just 30 Flop?
Wait a minute. Hold on. PD, I have a question.
I got an answer. Wait, this ain't your interview. First of all, I got
actually it was my.
Well, first of all, can I finish my goddamn question? All
right, go ahead.
It was my goddamn interview with John Niggas
hijacked. The rest of 17K. I fuck with Crash. This other. I don't remember who he was. It started like I think it was like I don't know.
Did it Hendrix or something like that?
Nah, it wasn't him.
It was a division game slump.
Nah, it wasn't him either.
Trying to take your belt and almost got a fight with a nigga because of it.
Nah, it was. I fuck with WAP, Crash, 30.
Then only hard niggas.
It's one more dude. I think it's like his name's like. Dab or something. It starts with like a D. I had put it in the
Disney group Hendrix, the only nigga I know.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
WAP Crash and fucking 35 and the only hard.
I'm already finding it right now.
Hey, matter of fact, I'm putting this shit on fucking tape. WAP Crash and 30 Flock are the only hard niggas that's ever seen.
That's this nigga. His name's Day, right here.
Day? I don't know who that is.
That nigga's hard. And Day and Bars.
It was real shit. Crash, the hardest nigga that's ever seen.
I don't know.
Who you got?
I got 30 Flock.
Oh, no! You're trapping, bro.
He can have his opinion.
Down bad clientele getting skimped.
Speaking of 30 Flocker, what's your opinion?
On who?
On who's the hardest in 17K?
I gotta give it to Crash.
That's what I said.
I gotta give it to Crash.
I said 30 Flock.
Nah, just because I feel like he's. I feel like
Crash is more versatile.
I feel like Crash could perform better, but Flock music is funny to me.
But like, Crash also can like hop on any song.
Like, I never really pay attention to it like that. I don't listen to like a lot of people's music. Like that shit's right. I don't listen to a lot of music.
If you ever rode from LV, if you rode with LV from Chesterfield back to Richmond, like when y'all left me in fucking Hot Topic with this nigga, I heard every goddamn 17K song on the way home.
I believe it.
30 Flock, bro.
Mind you, 30 Flock started out as us being like, haha, Brandon Drake will give me goddamn splinters, haha. And then LV was like, I got a song with this nigga.
The song is hard, though.
The song is hard. I'm getting
crazy. I just dropped the project. It's called Lazy Boy.
Mind you.
Mixed and mastered by that guy, Lazada King.
I was also not featured on it, so I don't support that.
You want to talk about features? Let me talk about fucking features. And a song, Jansport, the one that is on SoundCloud now.
How long was you waiting on somebody's feature?
This nigga PD took 7 months to record a goddamn feature.
It was six months.
6 months to record a goddamn feature. And then, yes, bro.
Did you ever get that feature?
Barely. No, he kicked me off the song.
I barely got the feature.
You deserved it.
He kicked me off the song for a mediocre verse, but I'm not going to go into that.
Oh, no. Fee verse was nasty.
You think this shit was mediocre?
I liked your verse. Yeah. I like the verse Lizzo was going to put on it.
He wasn't even in that shit.
Yeah, you performed it for us.
He was like,
Petey, if you're not going to hop on there, I got this singer, bro.
He sounds just like that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'll give you the nastiest 17 bars you've ever heard in your life.
Who Why does 17?
Well, I have one extra bar.
I'm going to cut all mad mid-bar and
fucking this nigga ticklish,
bro. You're a homo.
I'm homophobic.
What's your other question? Yeah. Anybody?
Mind you, if you have any question you didn't ask me,
I have a question for Petey. I have a question for Fee since this is an interview.
I feel like it's stupid, so I ain't going
to... Nah, let him ask it.
Wait, real quick. Concerning your sexuality...
Right.
I've heard multiple rumors...
Man, shut the fuck up, nigga.
I've heard multiple rumors around Richmond.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
That you have tried to advance... Uh-huh. On a fellow rapper named Rye Bread.
Oh shit.
Move the mic back, yo. Move the mic back.
Stupid boy. This mic look like your head. So
I didn't do nothing to you.
You just call me stupid.
Because you push the fucking mic on your face. You and Scuddy, something.
Scuddy, if you ever want to take Lazar's lead and beat up a woman, I'm not against it.
I got that beat bomb meat mop.
If you ever want to make a beat out of the top of her head, like, do what you gotta do, man.
I'm sitting right here.
And I still said it. I'm just playing, sir.
I do not hit women. He's a liar. I saw the holes in his door, all down the stairs, all over the wall.
But to be fair, if you see it in his house, it's not on her.
Hey.
You can get mad at the wall.
My nigga, if you want to be fair, look at my face. I'm like, your face has looked like that forever. So I've had this scar on my face. I've always had this scar on my face.
I think so.
Your face has always
I've always had, so I've
No,
always
you haven't.
I've always had this scar and this scar on my nose.
Yeah.
And the scar on my head.
This is what people do when they beat women and then they try to play the victim. I swear.
So you telling me women don't beat men? Tell me that.
Anyway, what was the question, guys? No, wait,
it's sexuality.
Tell me women don't beat men. They here and tell me that.
That's the thing.
Anybody can be anybody.
Right? Okay, that's what I feel. Okay.
But back to your sexuality, Fee.
She seems aggressive. Are you all right?
I seem aggressive.
I'm perfectly fine. Help.
Sarah seems very aggressive.
He hits me every day. I get hit every day.
Hold on. Just because a nigga yell, I'm going to hit you from the back. It's not the same thing as a nigga hitting you. Ah-ha-ha. Just because the nigga be like, yo, I'm...
Is that girl still here?
Who?
Let's get to her real quick. Next question. God damn it, next question. Please don't answer the question. Let's talk about Mecca. This is one of your interviews. Mecca hairline looks better than yours. It won't work.
I'm literally the only nigga in here with the haircut. You're staring your hairline with how loud you get. You're the only nigga in here with fucking egg yolk on his head. I like your hair. You like a Temptation. He looked like Denise Ruffin. Niggas call her Mecca. They call you Ancient Egypt because you ain't never been touched.
That's crazy. Anyway,
but back to your sexuality.
Fucking sexuality. Bro, my nigga, ask your question. Ask your question. I'll answer it honestly, dude.
You like boys?
No, this is his question. Ask
his question. No, answer his question, though. Don't try to
avoid his question, nigga. It's so many questions that haven't been asked.
I'm just like your BM. I don't like you, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You gotta like
you
it.
You better stop reshaking it down.
What was your question?
Hold up for a second. No, can we stop saying that I hit women? Huh? That's not fun.
Ask your question first.
I don't like that.
You say
you don't like what?
When you say, I don't know what you like.
I just had a question concerning your sexuality. I heard that you have recently made advances at a local rapper named Rye Bread, and I was just really wondering on that.
Please elaborate.
First, you don't have to move the mic back and forth.
First off, I have not made advances on my... Shut up, torpedo head. I have not made advances.
Smoke this fucking boot.
I have not made advances at my homie Rye Bread.
So them shit ankle cut boots now.
You don't know what's going on.
Shut up. I've not made advances at my friend Rye Bread. Rye Bread is my friend. That's all there is to it. Okay. I am not interested in little Rye.
Why do you keep running up on
What me? Is your dream boat type of boy?
I don't have a dream boat. Like, what do you think I was just going to start describing?
What do you mean like a dream boat?
Like, what is your dream guy? Like, what if you were saying you were attracted to niggas?
Like, if you had to build a nigga, what would you look like?
You really over there?
What do you look like, Skeddy?
You really over there just playing?
Are you asking me?
You over there playing safe?
Don't ask me. That's not my question.
What do you look like, Summer Walker?
Build a nigga. Can you build a nigga? Shut up.
I got a question for you.
All right, hold on.
That nigga like
Time out, Lazarus the Hammerhead Shark God. Everybody in this room who knows me can ask one question. Let's start with Lugan.
Lugan has no question. How you gonna make the rules of their podcast?
Because everybody in this room is asking me questions. You just said I got one.
My question is, if you want to be honest.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is your mindset when it comes to trying to sign an artist to Dub Life?
You can be that one this week.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not ask one question at a time.
And he turned it that way. All right, so my mindset, honestly, is, like, to find someone who has a vibe that fits with us. Like, it really has less to do with your music and more to do with who you are as a person. Because if I could vibe with you, like, I was telling Scuddy earlier when we was heading home, I was like, yo, I fuck with him as a person long before I fuck with him as an artist. So if I can fuck with you as, like, a person... Like, when I seen him and Sarah in the auditions and, like, this thing got on a fucking ski mask.
You say you were sold right then and there.
I was. I dead ass was because I'm like, yo, I like trolling on the internet. This thing has on a fucking ski mask and he has fucking back. He's obviously a gang member.
Let's get this out there. UV Scuddy is definitely, like, the biggest troll I know on social media. This nigga.
Probably not the biggest troll I know, but he's the biggest, like, troll
I know. He's the troll I know.
I be trolling. Y'all gotta.
I've dead ass only lived here, like, 4 days. Like, not even 4 days, like, 3 days. And this nigga has been trolling all fucking. Like, he trolled from when he wake up to when he go to sleep.
Like, but exactly, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Scuddy is like, that's what we look for. Like, we look for a personality that's as big as ours. Because to be able to, like, hang with our personality, if your personality is too little, it's just going to get eaten up. Like, you really can't be a part of what we got going on because it's not thorough enough to be around what we got going on. Like, fucking, LV is a big personality. Petey's a big personality. Scuddy's a big personality. Sarah's a big personality. Everybody in the group, including Sarah, is a big personality. Like, niggas don't know Sarah's a front runner. You feel me? Like it's really Sarah life, to be honest. You feel me? Like, but, all right.
She's definitely at every show.
LV, what is your question for Feet?
I have a question.
Go ahead. Ask me some weird shit.
So scientifically, right, it's proven that the Earth is flat. And I was just wondering on how...
Wait!
That's so wrong. That's the most wrong shit ever.
Like the where is in so science? Where
is
in science?
Like, the Earth is so fucking round. It's ridiculous. Like, you're retarded. Like, you're the dumbest person
ever. Where in science does it say that?
You didn't let his question get all the way out.
All right, so good.
He needs more than actually, guys, to keep going.
It's...
I'm talking to goddamn Scuddy. Like, I tapped him on the low and some more shit.
Have I seen your cup?
It's scientifically proven that the world is flat.
Probably correct.
Because, let's say you take the back of Lazat's head, and you lay it flat like a plane, right?
Right.
Yes. Okay. And you use it and use the circumferences of the diameters of things. you're gonna figure out the world's flat,
what
obviously.
Is the question?
So I'm just wondering, how do you feel about living on a flat earth?
Okay. Personally, I goddamn feel like personally, I feel like that was a personal attack of Lazat, but that's okay.
nothing to
me. I feel like I've seen Lazat's head, and if that's what Earth looks like, I feel like I'm going to fall the goddamn off soon. So if I got to fall off soon,
I'm getting sick of y'all niggas. I'm the most fucking unappreciated, disrespected, fucking head most talked about, fucking
Lazat,
assaulted.
You
got to
run the soundboard.
Why do you have a hole in the also, beginning?
That's what a car hit him.
I don't even have a hole in the back.
Hey, it's a little hole because he got hit by a minivan.
Ew.
Also, Nah Miller's the most unappreciated in AA.
That's true.
By you guys, we know what he can do.
Exactly. Y'all, I went into his DMs personally asking.
Oh, you slid niggas DM.
Wow. I went into his DM personally asking.
Oh, so you slid niggas DM
so,
personally.
Y'all don't tell me what the fuck. I asked for eat a dick. I asked, you can eat one up like this.
I know.
Ain't that how you were shaking your wife? No, that's how I was stroking your bitch.
That nigga's how you
yo, chill out, my nigga.
Like, why do you.
I got a question.
Talk about, like, for real.
I should have answered this question.
Stop doing that.
Ain't bad.
All right, so anyway, the question was, how do I feel about living on a flat earth? Earth is not flat, as you well fucking know. If you've never been on a plane, I can tell you I've been on a plane from here to L.A. Earth is not flat.
You saw the roundness of
it. Listen, stupid.
You actually
you
can
see
the
curve. Yeah.
You
can
no,
see
if you've been
curve.
On a plane, you've been on a plane. You have to go upward to take off. If shut up, stupid. If Earth was flat,
piece of paper, some pen.
Why are we gonna do?
I'm ready to show y'all.
Look, look.
If the Earth was flat, when you drop things, they wouldn't roll.
Also, if Earth was flat, you wouldn't
that's
have
it.
To.
If you drop a can on
that's
the ground,
the thing.
Niggas are making dumbass arguments.
It's not gonna roll to the. A side of the earth that, like, whatever side of the earth you're on is going
to
roll.
Gonna
that
roll
it's
roll
tilted
to the
on its
point.
Axis.
Also, if Earth
it's
was flat,
to the
time
point.
Wouldn't change.
Exactly.
Time and changes because Earth rotates.
We live in a dome. Like, what are you saying?
What?
Reality is subjective.
We live in a
you don't
dome.
Even smoke goddamn weed. You just stop. Like, this one, like, you don't even.
We live in a dome. And
I've been on a plane.
But what's
Earth
included in
flat.
This dome that we live
I
in? Like,
this,
is
yeah.
it just America, or is it like absolutely. The world as we know it is in the dome,
we're,
and then
a,
the world is
the
square?
Are we really talking about the Earth being flat to an idiot? Like, are we really doing this?
I'm trying to understand what.
Did you graduate from TJ?
No, I went to one of the most prestigious high schools in the city. So
I saw you in a TJ.
Randolph, bitch.
I graduated from Benedictine High School. Get it right.
Ooh, I'm bizarre. I like my ex Benedict Arnold. Stupid, get out of here.
This nigga was on with the community college.
And even if bitch, I went to university, so eat it up.
You went to university to please shoot at me. Like, the fuck are you talking about?
You joined the Marines, stupid.
I know how to work a computer. Like,
I still can't.
You have to go to college for that shit.
I know how to work a computer, nigga.
No, you don't. Go cut my computer on right now.
Back
go press
to
the fucking
button.
Shit.
No.
I'm just trying to understand.
Anyway, the argument is. Is the Earth flat or round?
The Earth is definitely
it's obviously round. I've been on a plane. I can tell you. I can tell you. I've been on a plane. I went across the ocean. Like, I've been on all that shit. It's got to be round because you have to go up in a plane. If it was flat, you could just take off like straight ahead.
Shout out all 10, man.
You have to take up to get up in the air anyway.
Exactly. If it was flat, you
flat water going round.
But if it was flat, you don't have to go in the air.
The water just fall off, right?
What? You fucked about wait, what? Oh, wait. If the earth was flat, the water would just fall off.
No, he said some crazy shit.
If the earth is round, right? Won't the water just fall off?
Because of gravity, Nick. Gravity.
Water don't come in.
The same reason we're sitting down.
You said if the can't, it'll just roll to whatever side. But gravity would just keep running.
No, it wouldn't.
No, nigga, water is still.
Yo, don't.
Water is
still. Somebody take LV home for a smack.
LV drone.
The can would roll to the lowest point. Like the lowest point.
You're literally saying the dumbest shit I've heard all day. And I talk a lot.
Next question. Next question. Next question, because I answered the question.
My question would have to be.
Why?
They got the crazy radio.
Who is the worst artist in SRE?
You know what I'm saying, goddamn, the worst artist in SRE. I'm gonna give you my
Oh, that's Silk Road Entertainment, by the way.
I'm gonna give you my worst goddamn five. So
I said one, but okay.
Nah, I wanna do this. Let me give you my worst five in no particular order. Okay. Cash Flow.
This bitch bad.
Lazar has clarified that he will fuck his bitch. I don't give a fuck. Like, I would
y'all niggas want to be public enemy number one for no goddamn reason.
I'm gonna need some
camera. Hold on. I'm waiting for him to start this camera.
You're not gonna put it on Instagram so you can tag him.
Like, send it to me and I will post it on my Instagram.
What are you gonna do?
You said Cash Flow.
Hold on, no, I don't want him to start recording.
Fuck whose bitch? I will fuck Cash Flow's bitch with no hesitation.
Like that. And no condom.
No condom.
He said that too.
No, I said.
He terrified.
No, sir. No. LV, I'll punch you in the goddamn head. Cash Flow, please.
Alfredo, who's your top five worst in SRE?
Record it so you can send it to me.
Oh. Oh, shit, my phone been ringing all night.
Nobody texting you.
Ain't nobody hitting you up, stupid.
I didn't mean to hit you that hard. I'm talking to my new bitch.
Yo, you should have got your name saved as Fender Bender. Roadkill. Yo, she's
all right, top five. Top five.
All right.
Rosada smoke.
I wasn't there, so it don't
appear. I hurt myself and dislocated.
I wasn't there, so he ain't got shit to do with me. He's recording. Shut up. He recording.
He waiting for you.
All right, so my top five worst niggas in the Silk Road Entertainment, no order, Cash Flow, Silk himself.
I love Silk.
Right? Yeah, he performed with his eyes goddamn closed, so that shit don't count. Fucking shut up. Fucking Doe. Mm-hmm. I fuck with Fucking Doe as a person, but as a rapper and a leader, that nigga's trash. Fucking,
she got all the snacks.
Shinny Gang as a whole, like, are y'all men or women? Fucking goddamn, I like their manager though. Call me. Ball me up, slime.
in the background.
Lazada King is just horrible. No, I'm just playing. Honestly, it's got to be a worst three because I don't really know that many. Like, anybody
Chulo
else.
Chulo is an SRE, dude.
Hold on. Can I finish, goddammit?
Chulo's music is better than yours, though.
That nigga instantly flinched.
I was about to say, anybody else who's that goddamn bad.
That Chulo dropped better.
Anybody else who's that bad, I don't pay attention to.
You don't even believe that shit.
You don't take the first video. You didn't believe what you said either. You said it.
Okay.
Four.
I mean, that's a cool top three.
Everything else.
How long we been doing this? Is that over?
Play it back.
We've been doing this for like an hour.
It only got the first.
Nah, we've been going for almost. It's been like an hour and a half.
God damn.
Because we stopped and started like talking shit.
Yeah, y'all niggas wanted to start roasting niggas and shit. Y'all.
Should we restart?
No, nigga.
No.
I can.
No.
I'm okay with it.
How much did it cost to get you out your pants?
Where, nigga? We're
so in order to get me out, Lazar. So when you get me on my pants, if you're a bad, like, older bitch, it's free 99 as long as you got a crib and some food to feed.
What about
me.
A dude, though?
Shut up, bitch. Or as long as you got Uber Eats, then you feel me.
This part, guys, too?
Shut up, bitch. As long as you got Uber Eats, you're a bad older bitch, and these pants come out, off, and you feel out. Me. But if you're an older nigga, I mean, you can expect what you expect. But my nigga's gonna run in and jump you, hopefully, before you try to violate me.
He gonna be in your ass.
just gonna be up your ass. Hey,
you gotta
your
pop.
You gonna be gang. Oh, you go ahead.
You gotta.
Clapping and shit.
This nigga James laughing like I ain't helping him get a 9 to 5. So he fired. Crazy. Now. Wow.
Y'all got to see you put money in James Pop.
Yep, he's fired now.
So. Y'all, you
that's
got
crazy. Go get another job. Because he can dead ass fire you. That's fucked.
You
can
give you one a job, man.
Yes, bro.
I can get you a job.
You gonna pop some bussy?
Yeah, yeah, you can.
I get you a job too. My job's stupid. But they start at 14. So I don't know what you make. Oh, yeah.
You wanna work there?
She doesn't wanna like it.
Y'all trying to pop some bussy or?
No.
That word is disgusting.
Like, you a stupid crip, and you literally just said bussy. Get out of here.
It's boy pussy.
Nigga, because Crips will bang on anyone.
I will bang on and anyone.
Alright, I'm gonna head out.
Oh, damn, I'm gonna fuck with you. Somebody said, that's fucked up. It's a fucked up world we live in, you know what I'm saying? Shit, sometimes you gotta do some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? If you living in this world, not trying to do no fucked up shit, you a fucked up individual. If you get wake up in the morning and think everything is peachy keen,
that nigga's a serial
you
killer.
You fucked up.
That nigga's a serial killer.
I'm not about to say nothing. I'm just saying,
bro. If you go in Walmart.
Speak that shit, Sarah. Go ahead.
I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
If you go in Walmart, if you go in Walmart and your first choice ain't, what am I going to steal in here? You a fucked up individual. If you go in Walmart to buy everything in your cart, you kill people. You are a murderer.
Why?
Fuck out of Walmart.
You got to steal out of Walmart.
You got to steal out of Walmart.
You got to steal at least one thing.
You buy everything.
You got to steal at least one thing
at Walmart.
Look at you. You look like you actually look like you're going to steal. Think about it. He's going to the Clippers. I know he don't need those.
That nigga stealing from the
club. That nigga stole wave grease.
This nigga
barber. My dad used to have waves, and everybody here know it.
You've never had waves.
This nigga barber played a game of battleship.
You know that goddamn video? He had the 45 do-rags with not a single wave.
He's about to show us. Here comes the pictures. Here come the Instagram post from 2017.
Yo, it's like when girls like, be like, I used to be so skinny.
That was not 2 months.
Yes, it is, because this is in front of my house, bitch. It's definitely like 2 months.
Nigga, you're homeless.
Nigga.
What house?
Nah, bro. He died.
This is right.
That shit ain't.
This ain't in my house?
That shit ain't number stress. That shit ain't number them waves that drain them
cars. Look at the wave check.
You know what's crazy?
Ew, bro.
Crazy.
What's crazy?
This nigga look like French.
Hey, Lazar.
Crazy.
Lazar.
That's your eyes.
That's right. That's my
nigga,
real hair.
We see it in your goddamn room.
Lazar, you know where you fucked up? You know where you fucked up? What? Your beard don't connect, so why do you think you connect with anyone?
That shit obviously weave.
Hey, you my nigga.
You my nigga, though.
This thing got on the front.
I'm dead ass think y'all hate
me. That ain't
love you. No, I love you, bro.
He be so stressed.
This podcast is over. Can we get me something to drink?
He'll go in his room later on tonight and just take that shit off.
Man, if he wake up bald.
Damn, fuck his goddamn frontal.
Damn Tory Lanez. But we're going to end on that.
I did nothing to you.
That's crazy.
Me?
Him. We call him Tory Lanez.
This nigga Tim exit.
All 10 of them.
Tim shooting.
Oh.
Instead of Tim Duncan.
Oh.
So we got everything we need, guys.
I
got
a question again. I gotta re-ask you this question so I can record.
Interview's over, sorry.
Yeah, interview's over. That's it.
I won't get it.
That's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's over. It's done.
Yeah,
it's over. End it.